The growing uncertainties about retirement funding for the nation's workers occupied policymakers yesterday. At the White House, President Bush presented a newly formed bipartisan commission charged with recommending an overhaul of the Social Security system. On Capitol Hill, the House voted to raise the limits for tax-free contributions to retirement accounts. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
President Bush appeared in the Rose Garden yesterday along with the 16 members of his new Social Security Commission. He said he wanted that commission to come up with a reform plan by next fall, and he was quite clear about what he wanted in that plan: an opportunity for younger workers to put some of their Social Security payments into personal savings accounts.
Today, young workers who pay into Social Security might as well be saving their money in their mattresses. That's how low the return is on their contributions. And the return will only decline further, maybe even below zero, if we do not proceed with reform.
Mr. Bush should not need to twist any arms to get what he wants. The White House acknowledges that all the commission's members already favor personal retirement accounts as a means to save Social Security. At the Capitol, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle called the new commission a stacked deck.
I don't know that there's anybody who would dispute the fact that this commission is already a predetermined group that will be organized for a clearly desired result, which is to privatize Social Security.
And House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt warned Mr. Bush is in for a fight if he tries to push his commission's recommendations through Congress.
We are not going to stand by and let Social Security be ruined. This is the most popular and important program this government's ever passed. It is a huge fundamental change to privatize it and to allow people to invest their accounts on their own. If you just look at the last year of experience with the stock market, you know that that is a risky idea.
Meanwhile, at a briefing on the Capitol grounds, Missouri Republican Congressman Roy Blunt pointed out that retirement was on the day's agenda, both at the White House and the House of Representatives.
Not planned, but not insignificant that the president's launching his effort to look at Social Security. At the same day, we're taking a major step forward toward providing one of the other three legs on that three-legged stool of retirement security.
The three legs of that stool, Blunt said, are Social Security, pensions, and savings. Increasing retirement savings is the aim of legislation the House took up yesterday, co-sponsored by Republican Rob Portman of Ohio.
We take the IRA contribution from $2,000 to $5,000 per year. Very important for savings and very important for retirement security. With regard to the pension side, with regard to a 401k, we take it from $10,500 today to $15,000 a year. We also have a special catch-up provision for those workers who are over 50 years old. There's an additional catch-up contribution that all those workers can make, both in an IRA and in a 401k.
The bill also makes workers eligible for pensions 3 years after being hired rather than five. It's the kind of worker assistance that members of the House from both parties feel good about, in sharp contrast to the partisan battles they've waged over tax cuts proposed by the president. Still, several Democrats noted that the retirement account reforms will mainly help those who already have the means to build up savings. Earl Pomeroy is a North Dakota Democrat.
You know, 10% of those presently eligible are saving in IRAs, 10%. So for us to say, well, now you can save $5,000 as opposed to $2,000, really may fall short of what they need. If they can't save two, let me tell you, they're not going to save $5,000. We need to help them save.
Democrats offered an amendment giving tax credits to low-income workers who contribute to retirement accounts. But that plan, which would double the cost of the $51 billion reform, was defeated on a virtually party-line vote. House Majority Leader Dick Armey said he wanted to keep the cost of the bill, known as Portman-Cardin, from getting bigger so he could squeeze it into a larger package of tax cuts he hopes will soon be signed by the president.
It's going to be tough enough for me to say to everybody with all their other priorities, move over and let Portman-Cardin have their place in here. It's just, unfortunately, not something we could do if it was carrying that larger price tag.
So even with Congress expected to approve an overall ceiling on tax cuts today that's $250 billion lower than what the president requested, lawmakers may still find room for this one, so popular it passed the House with more than 400 votes. David Wilna, NPR News, The Capitol.